Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live, and it's always a pleasure to have you here. It's also a pleasure to have a brand new guest joining us for the first time, and I'm sure not the last. Ralph Avalo is joining us from Omaha, Nebraska. He is something, now this is unique. You might not have heard of this title or description before, but he is a perfusionist serving hospitals across the United States and Canada. Usually he does not hold a doctor title, neither as a medical doctor nor having a highest education is within the master's degree. And as a perfusionist, he's a highly trained medical professional, but mainly in cardiac and pulmonary surgery settings to assist the blood flow during surgeries. These devices, known as cardiopulmonary bypass machines or a bypass heart-lung machine, act as the heart and lungs during heart and lung surgeries. It contains an oxygenator, a reservoir tubing, and a pump. The oxygenator is similar to the lungs. The reservoir is to hold the blood. Tubing connects from the reservoir to the pump, which acts as the heart. He also started a charity known as Friends of Togo, having become an official nonprofit in 2021 and later earning the 501c3 status from the Internal Revenue Service in 2023. Friends of Togo pays it forward to Ralph's native country of Togo by improving education and health. In terms of education, his nonprofit provides school supplies to students and supports classrooms. His ultimate goal is to build a library. In terms of health, one key objective of Friends of Togo is to vaccinate children against preventable diseases. Though his medical skills and his nonprofit, and through all of that, Ralph hopes to one day bring cardiac surgery to Togo. Even though he has no plans to be a surgeon, he's more than willing to share his skills as a perfusionist. We're going to learn about the work of a perfusionist and Ralph's extraordinary work, which is incredible, with Agenu Perfusion Solution. My pleasure to welcome Ralph to Close Up Radio Live as our special guest. Ralph, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jim. I really appreciate the warm introduction. I'm happy to talk about my profession and give the inside information and then instruct the world about the perfusion science and then what I'm doing to change people's life on the other side of the world.
Extraordinary work that you're doing, Ralph. What first inspired you and got you interested in becoming a cardiopulmonary perfusionist?
Growing up in West Africa, Togo, I have no idea there's anything called perfusion science. Like every other people that in the world don't know about the perfusion science. So I will not say that I knew about it before I came to the U.S. So I first learned about it when I was in the right place in the right time. I was working as a X-ray technician and CT and MRI, medical imaging in Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, Nebraska, where I came across a perfusionist that we do share same break room, locker room when I see him move the machine around and I ask about it. And from that point, he gave me a little bit of introduction and then allowed me to come and see how things work. That's where I fall in love with the perfusion science.
And then the work that you do, and I mentioned people would be very surprised and learn a lot about the work of a perfusionist. Explain for us the work you offer as a perfusionist and what a perfusionist actually is.
Yeah, it would be if we start by explaining what a perfusionist does or what a perfusion science is today, just by this show, it'll take us the whole day. But I can break it down in a small portion and then very small version about what the perfusion science is and what a perfusionist do during the cardiopulmonary bypass surgery. So the perfusionist is a medical professional technician. We're not a doctor, but it's a technician highly trained in the medical profession that assists the cardiac surgeon during the cardiopulmonary surgery to continue the circulation of the blood and maintaining the patient hemodynamic and make sure the patient is well taken care of during the surgery. So basically, the perfusionist's main job is to make sure the patient had an oxygen supply for the rest of the body when the surgeon's doing the work. If we look the human being anatomy, the heart is the only pump in our body. But it's pumping the blood, and the blood go through the lungs, get oxygen in it, get to all the other organs in the body. But that pump is the one that's going to be working on. The pump is sick. That pump's good. So if the heart's moving, every time you pump the blood, the surgeon will not be able to do the work. So the perfusionist's job is to deviate the blood away from the pump, get it through his bypass machine that we talk about during the introduction, get it oxygenated because the blood is going to be away from the lungs, away from the heart, and then feed it back to the rest of the organ. In the meantime, keep the patient alive, and the surgeon can go ahead and work on the heart, which is the only pump in the body, and get it fixed and keep the heart quiet, not to move during the whole time. And in the meantime, keep the blood circulation going through the rest of the body until the surgery is done, and then revise the heart and put the blood back in, and the patient become alive. I don't want to use that word because it basically, when the heart's not moving, the patient is quote-unquote, you know, dead. And when the surgery is done, it revives the heart and put it back in life. And, basically that's what a perfusionist does.
It's important. How does a bypass heart-lung machine actually work, Ralph?
This machine pretty much is like a human being without a brain. So the bypass machine has an oxygenator, which is compared to the lungs of the patient, has a pump, which is compared to the heart of the patient, and it has a tubing, which is like a blood vessel in the human body. So the bypass machine, before the surgery started, we go ahead and check it and make sure it's working properly, check it again, make sure there's no air in it because, you know, every small air in the bypass machine, in the tubing, is detrimental to the patient. So And before the surgeon working on the heart, the bypass machine is initiated by the surgeon in a way that we take a blood away from the patient, run it to the pump, run it to the oxygenator, get the oxygen, and then return it back to the patient in a way that every air is is air free, and then continuously moving like a human being, like the blood is continual circulation of the blood, like human being, throughout the surgery. That's how the bypass machine works in a simple version way. It's kind of complex things to explain, but that's a very precise and small way to explain it.
Now, you've earned your master's degree as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, to become a perfusionist is a two different way. either you have your bachelor's degree in a science and you take prerequisites, and you can go to accredited perfusion school, which is only 2 years, to get your master's in perfusion science. Or you go directly to a perfusion program, which is, I believe, only one school. Texas Heart is the only one that offers a perfusion certificate, where at the end of your study, you get your bachelor of perfusion science to become a perfusionist. But most of the school that offer perfusion degree is a master's program, where you already have your bachelor degree in science, and you take some prerequisites in the math, physics, because most thing we do is by biochemistry, physics, math, and you go to the perfusion program in 2 years, you do your didactic work and your clinical rotation in those 2 years to become a perfusionist, and then you earn a master's of perfusion science.
It's amazing. It really is. And it's a lot of work and a lot of tenacity. Let's talk about, speaking of the work, what is the geographic scope of your work?
The geographic scope of our work, we are pretty small. And I believe not even 10% of the U.S. population know what a perfusionist is, if you can allow me to put it that way. So looking at the population of the United States, roughly only 4,000 perfusionists in the whole nation. And as today, maybe 19 schools that offer the perfusion science program. So it's pretty unique and a very small portion that does the perfusion science, that maybe know what a perfusion science is. So if you go to the most hospital right now, which doesn't do cardiac surgery, if you ask people there what a perfusion science is, I guarantee you no one would know what a perfusion is, or the perfusionist is, or what a perfusion science is. So the geographic scope is pretty small.
You know, it's amazing. I'm licensed in 12 states, right? And some other states don't require licensing.
Yeah. When you become a perfusionist, we take ABCP board exam, like every medical profession, to be licensed to work in the United States. But every state, most of the states require another license to work as a perfusionist. And some of the states don't require. But as myself, I'm a traveling perfusionist, which means that I travel from state to state, take a small contract that vary from a week to a month to 3 months to 6 months or to the year. So as currently I'm holding 12 different states perfusion license in addition to my medical board certification. So that means that I'm allowed to work in those 12 states that I'm holding license, plus those, there's a few states that doesn't require a license. So, yeah. So, that's it.
It's amazing, really is. Your charity, I'd love to hear more about that, Friends of Togo, and the importance of that for you.
That's something that I hold very hard to my heart. Starting here as an international student in the United States, I came from a small country, Togo, West Africa, next to Ghana, if no one knows what a Togo is. So for what I've seen from early education in my country compared to what it is, I'm not trying to compare those two countries, but the big differences. So I just came to realize that, okay, the money that you can spend every day for your daily meal, I can use that money to change somebody's life if I can make food from home. That's where the idea came on to me. And I just said, okay, because of the currency differences, a dollar can be equivalent right now as today is like a 580 in Togo money. So if I can take a $1, if I can change like a 4 or 5 children's life, that means that if I take $8 or $10, I can change more people's life. That's what I did. And I got a group of friends. I said, hey, let's think about this. And we're going to start making food from home before we go to work or go to school and put all those money into the side and start helping those children. Because the school where I went to for my first grade, my country was independent in 1960. And that school was created a few years before the independence. But when I went back home, I came to the U.S. in 2004. When I went back home in 2007, I noticed, oh, okay, the school is not progressing the way it's supposed to be because of a lack of materials and things the kid need for education. That's where the charity really started. And I said, okay, we can gather those money, buy school supplies, and help those children to get their early learning education. I mean, everyone deserves to at least know how to write his own name, how to read and write, and communicate with the other people that are not from their country. So, and that's the main idea that's what I do. And most of those children are born home, and they need, medical care. They need early childhood vaccination. So the base or the main purpose of my charity is to provide early learning education and healthcare. So and the name of my charity is called, pretty simple, Friends of Togo. There's a two friend of Togo. So if you're searching online, my charity is Friend of Togo LLC, Friend of Togo Operation INC. There's another Friend of Togo, which is they also do same work, but a little bit different from what I do when I search on Google. So that's my charity.
That's incredible. What a journey, for sure. There are other things you do in addition to being a perfusionist. and the charity, right? You're a certified referee for 16 years. Tell us about that.
Yeah. That's my passion. I came to the United States to soccer scholarship, and I did play. My goal was to play in college and then become a pro and things like that. So, but unfortunately, I got injured in my first season outside of school and torn all the ligament in my knee, ACL, MCL, PCL, and meniscus. So my career is over. That's what drives me. So, hey, you know, mom always tell me, you know, they say mom was right. They say focus on your education and then you can play the sport. So mom is right. And that's what I embraced my education. I said, hey, soccer doesn't work. Now I can go to education. But since I love the game so much, I got introduced to officiating. That's where I got certified as a USSF ref a while back. And I started as a youth referee, 11, 12 years old kid, on the soccer field Saturday and Sunday morning when I got yelled at by the parents. and I moved my way up to 14, 15, and even 19. And I've been in the regional referee, and I did a high school soccer. I did college, and I did a university games. So that's what I do on the side as my passion. So when I'm not at the hospital running the Harlem machine or at home working on my how to get a word out for my charity, I'm on the soccer field trying to chase the ball and having fun. So that's my passion that I do as a U.S. soccer referee.
What have your experiences been like living in America these past 20-plus years?
My experience living in America has been great. I look at myself as I'm living American dream. Growing up, we read about American dream. So I came to zero. I have nothing. My first job in the United States was washing a car on the side of the road, $4.75 an hour. Now I own my business. Even though I'm the only employee of my business, I take a contract where I go everywhere to work. So I look at myself as a successful American business owner. And I love the United States. The roads, there was a lot of bump on the roads. You know, when you first moved to the United States, culture diversity, it's the big thing. And the foods that we eat versus the food they eat here, those are kind of challenge. But as we're now, I'm pretty happy to be in the United States and live an American dream. So
that's the bottom line. Exactly. What are your opinions on the American diet?
American diets, to be honest with you, American diets are not the best. Because I'm not trying to criticize anybody here, but if you can see the way the American population is compared to the other population of the world, American diets are not the best. But look at the size of the population. You know, most of the food we eat are not fresh, mostly refrigerated, and then also because of how the country moves very fast. If you look at the family of five and mom work, dad work, and you get off work, pick up your kid, they want to play sport, the time of cooking is kind of minimal, so you grab something on your way home that play a role in American diet compared to the other country where, if I can speak about my small country, Togo, where basically most people don't have a refrigerator, so we don't eat food from yesterday. Everything's fresh. We have a tropical weather. We basically have a garden, and then where you can grow your stuff. no chemical preservatives. So, American diet, we can do better. And an American diet, if you allow me to say it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you love doing this work so much, Ralph?
I love perfusionists. I love to be a perfusionist, and I love perfusion science. Coming to work, most people that come to the cardiac surgery, if they say they're going to open your chest and stuff like that, people are nervous. And see how the family gathered together, either by prayer, either by just talking through a lot of stuff before their loved one get taken to or operation room for surgery. And then you go there, you can see the tension. The patient's nervous, family's nervous. But they come to the OR, they don't know what to expect. Well, they give them explanation, but it depends on the literacy of their knowledge about anatomy and physiology. And a few days later, you see that patient going home with a smile and a loved one and stuff like that. That really touches my heart. That's what I want to do in life. I get out of my door every day, and I go save life, and I put a smile on people's face, and I know I'm changing the world. So that's what really inspired me. And if I would start over, I would not even go to medical school. I'm just going to be a perfusionist. And, I love it so much. I love it because of the changes we do. I love it because we are so unique. I love it because, everything that involves perfusion science, it just really inspired me. I want to do more and instruct people more and change people's life.
That is so beautiful. I want folks to know that there's a couple of websites they can go to, aperfusionist.com, that's the letter A, and then PERFUSIONIST.com, and also friendsoftogo.org. And that's the word friends, and then the word of, which is O-F. And then Togo is T-O-G-O, and then .org, friendsoftogo.org, the charity. And Ralph, again, has one of these wonderful missions behind all the incredible work that he does, to one day bring cardiac surgery to Togo. That's really something important to your near and dear to your heart, isn't it, Ralph?
Yes, definitely. As today, if you have a cardiac disease in my country, the only thing who can save you is a prayer. With the amount of surgery we do every day over here in the U.S., revolver cardiac surgery, with malformation of the blood vessel around the heart because of a lifestyle, and they have some unexpected disease and all, you just pray. So my ultimate goal is one day, have a small center, not only in Togo, but that will save the whole region of West Africa, Togo, Ghana, Benin, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Mali. So I'm the only perfusionist of Togo. I'm the first and the only perfusionist of Togo. And I believe there's no perfusionist of Benin, who's the next country. There might be a perfusionist of Ghana, but they might live in the U.S. So that will be something that I hope to make happen before,
Well, Ralph Abelow, this was phenomenal. Ralph Abelow of Ajanu Perfusion Solution, we appreciate your joining us on Close Up Radio Live, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more down the line, maybe hear testimonials, success stories, but truly a pleasure and an honor to chat with you, and hopefully you'll get a chance to connect with us again, and hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you, Ralph.
Yeah, Jim, it's my pleasure to sit down and talk to you today, and my hope is we get to talk more to make people aware, and then we're always looking for professionals because children today, they want to be in healthcare, but the only thing they know is I want to be a nurse, I want to be a doctor. They don't know there's a lot of things in between. And my information is available online. You can look it up on Google if you have a question about it, or however you can find me or find any other professionals. And I hope we get to meet one day and sit down and talk more about it.
That would be wonderful. Continued blessings to you, Ralph Abelow, and thanks for being a part of our show today. And I'm sure we'll be chatting more down the line. That would be a pleasure. We appreciate Ralph joining us. We also appreciate everybody listening all around the world joining us here on Close Up Radio Live. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time and inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back in just a few moments with another incredible guest celebrated here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for being with us. Be well, and we'll chat again soon right here on Close Up Radio Live.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.